Okay, today we're continuing in the seventh parak of Maseches Vachim. We are up to Parak Zayin, Mishnah Vav. Malak v'nimtza treifa. A kohen did a malika on an oaf, and it turned out that it was a treifa. So it's obviously a pasul of karban. Rabbi Meir Omer, eina matame be'sablia. It's not a nevela, so it's not going to be matame be'sablia. Meaning, even though the malika didn't work in the sense that you can't eat it because the animal happens to be a treifa, but it's geshachted, meaning it's like a shechted animal where it's not going to be an avela. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Matam Besablia. Rabbi Yehuda says, here you have a dead animal and it didn't have a malika that was matirit to be eaten, so that's like a nevela. Amar Rabbi Meir says, Ma'im Nivlas Behema Shimatam Mago Masa, a nevela of a behema which is matame by touching it or by carrying it, shechitas mataris. If you do a shechita on a treifa behema, it's not going to be tamei b'nevela. And even though the dinim of nevela by behema are very strict, nevela sa'of she'ena matam mago masa, a nevela sa'of which it does not have such strict dinim of tuma, eino din shetei shechita asa matarasa as treifa asa mitumasa. All the more so that even if it's a treifa, the shechita should be should save it from becoming a nevela. So the Gemara says mamatzinu b'shechita she'shimach sharta ba'achila, just like the shechita of a regular bird makes it mutzi to eat, mataharasa as treifa asa mitumasa, and also will make it no longer Tameh, even if it's treif, af malikasa shimach sharta b'achila, so to a malika, which makes it mutter for eating normally, titaris treifa mitumasa. When it's a treifa, so it won't make it mutter to eat, at least should take away the status of a nevela. Rabbi Yossi Omer, daya ki nevelas behema. No, let the nevela of an oaf be at least like the nevela of a behema. Meaning the first part shows that a treifa, the first part of what Rav Meir says shows that a treifa bird that is chulin has the same dinim as a treifa animal that is chulin. That the shechita of a treifa chulin animal will make it that it's not a nevela. So the shechita of a treifa bird that's chulin should make it that it's not a nevela. But how can you extend that to the dinim of a treifa bird that go past the dinim of a treifa animal, meaning by a treifa animal, the shechita will prevent it from being nevela. Malika would not prevent it from being a nevela. Shechitasa mitaharta avalo malikasa, the shechita will be mitarid from nevela. Malika is not mitarid from being a nevela. So over here as well, you cannot prove that the malika of a bird is going to prevent it from being a nevela when the bird is a treifa. Moving on to Parches Mishnah Aleph. Kol Zvachim Shenasavu B'Chatos HaMesos B'Shar Nizkol. If you have Karbanos that get mixed in together with Karbanos Chatos that are supposed to be left to die, there are five chatos hamesos the halacha is you just have to left them to be die, or with the shar niskal, an animal that an ox that had killed a human being and therefore is deserving of skila. Afilu achas bribo, even if it's a 10,000-to-1 ratio that you have one a chatos hamesa that gets mixed in with 10,000 karbanos, yamusukulam, all of them have to be left to die. Nisavu b'sharshin of deba avera, if a karban gets mixed in with a shar that never which means bestiality, meaning that's the assumption, I think. Or a shar that killed a person, but only there was only one witness that could verify that, or only the bailim says that that's so. Broveya, or the animal was engaged in bestiality. Benirba, the animal was engaged in bestiality on the female side. Ubemuksa, was designated for avodah zara. Ubenevad, was actually used for avodah zara. Ubeesnon, it was used as payment for a zona. Ubemechir, it was used as an exchange for a dog, or it was a climb animal, betrefa, or it gets mixed in with an animal that's a trefa, biyotzi dofen, or an animal that that was a yotzi dofen, that was a C-section, yiruachi istavu. In all those cases, all the animals in the group have to just graze until they develop a mum, viyamachra, and then they could be sold, viyavi b'dmei yafesh ben me'osamin, and you bring a karban with the most valuable of all of those animals that you had in that taroves. Nisariv b'chulin tmimim, if a karban gets mixed in with a regular chulin animals that are not bali mum or anything, so you machra chulin letzrichi osamin. You sell the the chulin animals for those who need to use those kinds of animals for some carbon that they need, and then they'll all end up being used as carbonos. So to review what we learned today, in the last Mishnah of the seventh parak, we said that if you did malika and you found on a treifa animal, Rabbi Meir holds that it is not an avela, whereas Rabbi Yehuda says it is an avela. So Rabbi Meir tried to bring a couple of rayas, and Rabbi Yossi said that Rabbi Meir's rayas went a little bit too far, because his rayas should not, his comparisons to a behema should not extend to malika as well. And then in Paraches, Mishnah Aleph, we said that all karbanos that get, Paraches Mishnah Aleph spoke about taroves, that you have a carbon that gets mixed in with other animals. So first we spoke about if it gets mixed in with chatos, hamesos, or with a shor and a skull, where they all die. Then we said if it gets mixed in with a shor, shnev, deba, avera, we listed all the different types of averos that could have been done with it. So you sell it, and you wait till they develop a mum, you sell them all, and then you use one of them for a carbon. And then we discussed the case where it gets mixed in with regular chulin animals, so where you just sell all of them for people who need those types of animals for carbonos. Baruch Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perches Mishnah Beis.